Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting 8th. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Baylor Moore. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Josie Deb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive towards third. Howell catches it and throws to first to double up Potek. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bossetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Bossetti reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Howell reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor scores. Howell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Wathan and he is out. Potek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 2, Blue Jays, 2. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Wathan reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Woods reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is hit by the pitch. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bosetti takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosetti. The throw from way then and he is out. Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Zdeb moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. McRae moves to second. It's 5-3, Blue Jays. Tom Murphy now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Royals 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howell strikes out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Blue Jays. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McKay hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McGilbury scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Braun reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Royals 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ashby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashby moves to third. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bosetti bunts towards the mound. McGilbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashby scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Joe Zdeb. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bosetti. Hurdle moves to third. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hurdle tags and scores. McRae tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-4, Blue Jays. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Blue Jays. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wei then hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing left field. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Braun moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Potek strikes out. One out. Mike Willis now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Blue Jays. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wayven strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Royals 6. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez pinch hits for Rico Cardi. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White pinch hits for Steve Braun. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 8, Blue Jays, 8. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk juggles the ball. That's an error on Quirk. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ashby bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Doug Ault pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Doug Ault. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cowens strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Victor Cruz now pitching. Daryl Porter pinch hits for John Way then. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Daryl Porter now catching. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Al Raboski now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Velez moves to second. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 8. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Patek steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. It's 9-8, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Blue Jays 8. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McKay strikes out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Toronto Blue Jays, 8. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.